It's 2017, and I'm taking YouTube seriously. This is Mega Maker, episode 47. So one of the things I thought I would do this year, 2017, is take YouTube seriously. Start investing more time in producing videos on YouTube. There's a bunch of different reasons for this. I got into it a little bit in the last episode.
I think I slept on YouTube too long.
Yeah.
And one thing that worried me was Twitter was getting less, you know, it might go away.
Yeah.
And so I put all this effort into Twitter. Got 10,000 followers there, but I don't have any, I don't have anyone on YouTube or anywhere else.
Right.
And then Scott from boatfam.com made a comment and said, you know, that was the most insightful part of that episode. You should elaborate on that. So what made me change my mind about YouTube? Well, as a background, I've been blogging since 2008. I got into podcasting in 2012. But this year, 2017, I was observing the way my family consumed content. I have a wife, I have a bunch of kids, and when they get home from school or work, they get their iPhone, the iPad, the computer, Apple TV, and how are they spending their time? Here, on YouTube. My younger boys are watching Minecraft videos by folks like Sundy. My older son is also really into video game channels. My daughter is watching comedy and music videos. And my wife and I are consuming a lot of how-to videos, especially for home repairs and things like that. And when I thought about my audience, business owners, solopreneurs, people in technology, people running technology businesses, I thought, I've got to be where the people are.
I want to be where the people are.
And I've talked about this a lot in the past. One of the most important things for marketing a business is just getting people's attention. And the only way to get people's attention is to go where they're spending time. You have to go and hang out with them in their world. And even though YouTube is an older site, the trend is that video consumption is just increasing. The only people that are even close to them is Netflix. And Netflix is a closed platform. You can't create your own channel and upload your own videos. And so this is where you need to be if you want to capture people's attention. When I say you need to meet people where they're at, I mean, you have to look and observe at how they're actually spending their time. If they need a question answered, where do they go? If they're looking for a how-to video, where do they go? If they've got 5 minutes to kill, where do they go? If they want to be entertained, where do they go? And increasingly, the answer is YouTube. All right, here's reason number two. I got scared. Let me explain. For the past 6 to 8 years, I've been investing a lot of energy into Twitter. I still really like Twitter. I think it's a great platform for quickly getting an idea out and seeing if it resonates. And I've, over the years, I've built up a following there. I think I have almost 11,000 followers. And I've really enjoyed building relationships there. I've met a lot of people in real life that I've met on Twitter. And I've actually gotten a lot of customers from Twitter as well. So it's just been a really great place for me. But this past year, it seemed like there was a cloud hanging over Twitter. And it might still have years left as a really great platform. But I realized that all of my eggs were in one basket. In terms of kind of public channels. I have a great mailing list that you can get to if you sign up right here, justinjackson.ca/newsletter. And there's about 12,000 people on that. And that's great, but that's a closed system. But in terms of public channels, I had Twitter, I had my blog, and I had my podcast. But I started to think, what would happen if Twitter went away? And maybe is the audience moving already away from Twitter to somewhere else? It doesn't matter if I like Twitter. It's about where are the people? And again, increasingly, it just seemed like YouTube. People have always been on YouTube, but their consumption keeps increasing. And so as a way of diversifying the communication channels I use, I wanted to try out video. Related to this, similar to podcasting, video seems to create a unique bond between the person watching the video and the person producing the video. And I've noticed this especially, you know, when I'm in a coffee shop, I've heard Casey Neistat's name come up multiple times. And previously, you might have heard people talk about movie stars or TV stars or rock stars, but now they're talking about people like Casey. And the reason is people get this inside look, this personal connection with the people on the screen. And if you're building a business, that's a great opportunity for you to, in a genuine way, share your life, share your insight, and really build trust with potential customers. And I think you can do this with writing. I think you can do this with podcasting. But video kind of encompasses everything. You get to see me, you get to hear me, and if you've clicked the subscribe button, then we enter into a kind of relationship where every time I post a new video, you get to see it. And that's really unique. So it's for all of those reasons I'm moving to YouTube. This is where people are going. Video consumption is just going to increase. Number two, you can't rely just on one social platform. You need to diversify. And number three, video, unlike any other platform really, helps you to create a unique relationship with your audience. Hey folks, thanks so much for listening. I would love to hear from you. I'd like to hear what you think about YouTube, using YouTube as a channel, spending more time on YouTube, and how it might differ from mediums like this, like podcasts or blogs. You can reach out to me on Twitter. I love hearing from listeners that are listening in real time and they finish the episode, they open the Twitter app. The letter M, the letter I, Justin, that's M-I, Justin. You can reach out to me, say, hey, this is what I think. You can also find this video, this topic, on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Justin Jackson, and you can tell me what you think there. You leave a comment on a video, and if you like what I'm doing there, be sure to subscribe. I'm aiming to get to 1,000 subscribers, and I'm really close. This podcast is hosted, not toasted, on simplecast.com. And the theme music you're listening to is by Striker-Metal.com, who have a brand new album out. So if you haven't checked that out yet, go to Striker-Metal.com, and you can listen to it on Spotify as well or Apple Music. Hope you folks have a great week, and I will see you next Friday.